USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting ICE Director Matt Albence is testifying during a House hearing on Thursday where he spoke about the ongoing issues at the southern border. Albence says the agency is being stretched too thin and unable to effectively do their job.
Due to its very limited detention capacity, ICE must generally reserve its detention space for those who require congressionally mandated detention, along with those who pose a national security, public safety, or flight risk. However, based on increased enforcement activity on the border, additional ICE detention capacity and transportation funding is urgently needed.
More than a dozen Marines in Southern California are facing charges. The 16 Marines were arrested this morning during the battalion formation at Camp Pendleton, just outside of San Diego. The Marines are facing charges related to their alleged involvement in various illegal activities, ranging from human smuggling to drug-related offenses. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Accused child sex trafficker and Manhattan financier Jeffrey Epstein is recovering after being found injured in his jail cell. Investigators are not saying if this was a suicide attempt or an attack. Modern technology in our cars is distracting to everyone, but some more than others. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results of a new study.
The new report says older drivers are more easily distracted by in-vehicle technology than younger drivers are. The report is from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety and the University of Utah. They looked at how drivers deal with tasks like navigation or even operating the radio. It found that drivers ages 55 to 75 take their eyes off the road for about 8 seconds longer than people aged 21 to 36 do to do the same tasks. AAA says taking your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds will double the risk of a crash.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The death penalty is being reinstated by the Justice Department. Attorney General Bill Barr says in a statement that the Justice Department owes it to the victims and the families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. American trade negotiators will head to China for face-to-face talks as the world's largest two economies try to strike a trade deal. The two countries did agree on a truce last month, and this will be the first face-to-face meetings to take place in almost 4 weeks. James Rickards is a financial expert and editor of a newsletter titled Strategic Intelligence. He talks about this entire trade war between the U.S. and China.
The trade war is not going to be over quickly. There might be some kind of handshake deal and photo op, but it's not really going to solve any of these problems. And there's a speech that Mike Pence gave in October 2018. It's easy to find on the White House website, and they call it the Pence Doctrine. And he makes the point, and I agree with him, I think he's got this exactly right, that the trade war with China is part of a bigger war, Cold War II. There's a lot else going on. It involves human rights, the South China Sea, relations with Korea, theft of intellectual property, currency wars, and the trade war. There's a lot more going on. And you're already seeing U.S. manufacturers pull their manufacturing out of China and move it to Vietnam or Indonesia or other places that have the same low labor costs and transportation networks, but you don't have all the problems you have in China.
Rickards also has a new book out titled Aftermath. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.